Toklo was glad to be traveling once more, away from Great Bear Lake and the gathering of bears. He had felt trapped on the lake shore, with too many bears telling him how to act and what he had to believe in. The only time he had felt free and strong was when he had swum to Paw Print Island to prove to the great bear in the sky that brown bears deserved to have fish in the rivers and territories of their own. He had fought Shoteka there and won. He was equal to any brown bear. He had nothing more to prove. The sun rose higher in the sky as they climbed the rocky ridge. They hadn't passed a tree since the one Lusa had climbed, nor had they seen any more streams. There was no shade up here, and the plants were dry and withered. But it felt good to be with his companions again. It even felt good to be following the strange brown cub, Ujirak.
"I don't think he knows where he's going,"
Takik muttered. Toklo shot a sideways glance at Takik. The white bear's shoulders rolled as he paced forward, his eyes narrowed against the bright sun.
"Yes, he does,"
Toklo corrected him. This was one companion he could happily have left behind at the lake, he thought. Lusa let out a little sigh, and Kallik looked anxiously at Toklo. At least Kallik wasn't so bad. She had walked all night without a single complaint, though her paws had turned brown with dirt and her fur was matted and dusty. Toklo figured his pelt was equally stained, but it didn't show as much against his russet brown coat. Lusa padded beside Kallik as if they'd known each other since their birth dens. They'd been chattering non-stop since leaving Great Bear Lake, as far as Toklo could tell. There had been a lot more peace and quiet when it was just Toklo and Ujirak traveling together.
"You really flew?"
Lusa was saying.
"In the sky?"
"Well, I wasn't flying," Kallik explained. "I was being carried by a giant metal bird."
Lusa's eyes were enormous.
"That must have been the biggest bird in the world."
"It was like a flying fire beast," Kallik said. "It had the same kind of smell of burning and no claws."
"I've seen lots of no claws. I mean, flat faces," Lusa said. "Flat faces were the ones who brought us food and let us live in the bear bowl."
"And they never hurt you?"
"No, never,"
Lusa said, shaking her head. Then she paused, and something darkened in her gaze. She looked at Toklo, and he knew she was thinking about his mother, Oka, who was taken away by the flat faces after she attacked one of them.
They fed us and gave us somewhere to live," she repeated.
Toklo's muscles ached from all his swimming the day before in Great Bear Lake. Oka had come to him in a vision during the swim, Oka and his little brother, Toby, who had died before they reached the Great Salmon River. They had saved Toklo from drowning in the waves and given him the courage to make it all the way to the island. After moons of believing that if he went out of his depth in water, his mother and brother would drown him so that his spirit could join theirs, they had shown that they loved him and wanted him to stay alive. He missed them even more now. As he climbed, listening to the chatter of the she-bears, he let his head hang and stared down at his paws. He felt tired, though he would never let the others know that, especially Takik.
"Oof!"
He walked right into the white bear, who had stopped on a wide, flat boulder.
"Hey!"
Takik snarled, flexing his claws.
"Watch where you're going. Are brown bears blind as well as stupid?"
Toklo took a step back, swallowing a snarl. The rocks here leveled off into a shallow ridge, cresting the top of the hill before it began to slope down again. Ujirak was standing on one of the tall, gray boulders, staring down at the landscape spread out before them. Toklo scrambled up to join him.